This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We are live from Atlanta Falcons training camp as we kick off the Monday here of the final week, I think, that we will be up here. It's also an open practice week as tomorrow the Tennessee Titans and number one pick Cam Ward roll in. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she is the First Lady of Baseball, the Queen of Tofu, the leader of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack. We have Slim out here live with us on site, hitting the ones and twos, and back home, the most vanilla man in radio, and the worst waiver in the city of Atlanta, Mr. Dylon Dylan Matthews. And with our forces combined, we do make up the morning shift.
Dylan, I was sad about Landon Dickerson too, man. It's okay. I know that you were trying to deflect, but I was sad about it too.
I mean, again,
6:04, and it was Mike, Dylan, not me. Yeah.
I never want to see anybody get hurt, but this is exactly why I said what I said on the hometown take, because I knew there were going to be certain narratives pushed on the morning shift about me being any more upset about the Landon Dickerson injury than I really am. Again, it's sad. I hope he's okay. I hope he can play. But I'm not an Eagles fan, so you know it is what it is.
Dickerson and his wife operate a DIY Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan. Yeah, I love checking out their DIY projects. He's definitely having a lot of fun with all the stuff he's got in his garage and things like that. So yeah. Sad deal right there, man. Hopefully he comes out of it okay. But I won't hijack the opening segment on that news for an offensive lineman injury.
Yeah. You kind of already have, but yeah. You just spent a minute of it. So.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's
Thank you for your input, Mr. 5 minutes on something.
How dare you hijack a minute of this show, Mike? How dare you?
I run the opening segment behind you.
Okay.
Well, as far as the show today, it's 6:40. We're going to talk about those Braves. Had a pretty good weekend. Plus, we've got my Allie Mack drop. We got to talk about pancakes during my Allie Mack drop.
Ooh, yeah,
something
I love
made
pancakes.
Me hungry.
Yep. All right, offense. Oh, I thought you were talking about offensive line.
No. 7:20, right. We're going to go in the huddle. How did Shedeur Sanders and Jackson Dart look in their preseason games? 8 a.m., we've got the wake-up call. You take over the show. Who are you rooting for in NFL training camp as of now? At 8:20, Dave Archer will join the show. Note for tomorrow, we are going to be talking to Arnold Ebikadie after practice today. So we will have that for you tomorrow. If you have a question for him, tweet it to us now at 929 Morning Shift or forever hold your peace. I don't think we can start anywhere else on the show today than the Falcons preseason game and what a scary conclusion that had. Maurice Norris was injured on the field. An ambulance was brought out. He was taken to Grady. Emory Jones then took a snap, and the players waited out the clock, got into a prayer circle. It was a very sobering moment to close the night. Dylan, let's go ahead and hear from Raheem Morris, his comments after the game.
You know, out of complete respect for Maurice Norris and his family, for him, for his team, for his head coach, and all the guys that are involved, us included, we thought it was the right thing to do. And really don't have much to say other than it's the right thing to do for his family and everybody involved.
So, Bo, you were there. Mike, you were on the post-game show. So what were your thoughts as everything was happening Friday night? I know it was all kind of fast and furious.
I was extremely worried because I could tell he was down, and I'm not going to go into everything you see from what, you know, his body, but you could tell it was serious. And the trainers from both sides ran out, and they made a signal to bring out more medical gear, which, you know, really made you realize how serious it was. And two carts came out immediately. And when they kind of shield a player the way they did, you know that they're doing some work. And then they obviously called for the ambulance. It was a very scary moment. And then to get to the part about how they didn't play again, no, there was no announcement. There was no real signal or any sign that we could see that was going to happen. In fact, when Emory Jones took the snap, it almost looked like the way he took it and then stood up and kind of looked around with the ball in his hand, like, I was like, did I not hear a whistle? Or did the refs, like, call the playoff? Were they not ready for the play? What's going on? And then I noticed that the clock is still running. And then I told Mike and then Grant McCauley, who does postgame with Mike on the Falcons Radio Network, that I go, the Detroit TV, local TV guy, is, like, holding up signs for me in paper, like, hey, I think they're running the clock out of this. And I was like, I'm trying to, like, say, yeah, because I don't have my notepad on me, so I can't write notes back to this guy. But I was like, yeah.
Here's my 3x5 dry erase board when you need it.
And it was just, so it was just kind of you're figuring things out on the go. And I've seen people speculate, Mike, about, oh, well, the league office is going to have words with these teams. No, they're not.
No,
they're not. No. You have to understand who runs the league, and it's not Roger Goodell. It's 32 owners. And if 30, and you can guarantee that the owners understand that's a moment that you don't make a big fuss because you're crossing the PA now, and that you don't want a PA getting upset about it. And they did the right thing.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, that was one of my biggest takeaways. And obviously, he, you know, Instagram, I think, update where, hey, I'm all good. I think he was back at the facility yesterday, so that's great news. That was one of my biggest takeaways afterwards. As Grant and I are kind of finishing up the postgame show, I'm like, you know, really kudos to everybody involved for handling this in the right light. And I mean, like, all the way from the initial trainers on the field, you mentioned kind of a hand signal to bring out more medical personnel, the ambulance, everybody at Grady, the coaches, the teams, the NFL finally buzzing it, the referees to allow all this to go on with the snap and the play clock, or the, you know, the clock running, and then the NFL to finally say, all right, we're, you know, we've heard from New York, we're canceling the game. Like, from the top down, I think everybody made the right decisions and the right actions in a difficult circumstance. So we are very hard on coaches, and we are very hard on the league, but in a lot of different ways, man. I thought a lot of showed up and made the right decisions at a strange moment.
Yeah, I think you saw, and I said this when I joined y'all in postgame, two of the finer human beings out there as head coaches. We judge coaches on wins and losses, and I'll hear, you know, you hear, and it's not everybody. Mike's right when I say this. There's a select few that I call the they in not only social media but in the world, but they'll call a guy a name and talk about, essentially kind of talk about the character of the human being based on his wins and losses. And I think Friday night was when you saw the character of Dan Campbell and Raheem Morris. And not every coach is built like those two. I can guarantee you that. And not every coach would be willing to do the best thing. And while those reps meant something, you know, it's a lot easier to do that when you have a joint 2 days of a joint practice scrimmage coming up, like we do here tomorrow and Wednesday, and then a preseason game on top of it. So it was the right thing, and I was glad to see the right decision made.
And you mentioned that, you know, this league is run by owners. There's not many owners in the NFL that I think would be more respected than an Arthur Blank and the Ford family that obviously owns the Detroit Lions. I mean, that's a couple of, you know, long-term viable ownership groups that really have a lot of say in what happens in the NFL. So I'm with you, man. It was a tough situation all around.
Other than a couple of degenerates complaining because of the gambling aspect of it, because that's what you are if you're complaining about human injury on a pre— First off, if you're betting on the preseason, you're a degenerate. And secondly, if you're betting on the preseason and then you're upset because a human life was in, you know, was almost, it seemingly was in danger on the field, right? And you're upset because you didn't pay off your parlay on a preseason game in August. Then go kick rocks. Sorry, I don't care. I saw some complaining and how the league office needed to step in and do something. It's clowns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
On the flip side, I actually checked the Falcons' Reddit after the game, and there was a love fest going on there.
Good.
Between Lions fans and Falcons fans, and Lions fans just kind of tipping the cap. Hey, we're rooting for you guys, this, that, and the other. So I happened to just, I guess, venture into the right area of the internet at that point because I thought it was really, really kind of heartwarming. I was like, man, appreciate those guys kind of reaching out. And, you know, that was really, really cool to see.
Yeah,
there was a really, I mean, because I was watching it on TV. So when there was that confusion, we're like, wait, what's happening when everyone was standing around? But then when they got together in the prayer circle, it was like, this is one of the most powerful things I've ever seen. So like you mentioned, Mike, there is an update from Maurice. He did say on his social media that he's okay, and he is thanking everyone for the support, everything. I'm sure his phone has been nonstop going off since that moment. So glad to have that update.
Also, I will say that the fact that his mom was in attendance, and I can't remember exactly where he's from, but you know, the fact that his mom was in attendance and was with him at the hospital, that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's able to get updates in real time. Can you imagine being in Detroit or whatever else and, you know, having to rely on, you know, phone calls and things like this? It's so I was glad that she was, you know, she was with him and could get those updates in real time.
Yeah, Maurice Norris from you said it, Bo. Never mind.
He played at Fresno, and he went to Sanger High School, Sanger Union in Sanger, Colorado.
Because you could easily see him being like, Mom, don't worry about it. It's a preseason game. Like, not a big deal. Like, don't
for
come
sure.
out. Yeah, don't worry about that. So that is huge that she was there.
I mean, really. I got hurt at a crossover training camp practice, and by the time I didn't have my phone, because, you know, you go straight from, you know, get on a cart and you get an ambulance, and I was at the hospital, and by the time somebody brought me my phone, which was like 2 or 3 hours later, my mom was like, yeah, I'm in Noonan. I was like, what? She's coming from 5 hours away, and literally the minute it came across her phone or she got a text message from somebody, she was like, yeah, I'm in the road.
Didn't you have a cool – wasn't there a cool story about it? Was it – didn't like Mike Smith or somebody call your mom on that?
Yeah.
I don't want to put your business out there, but I think that's just a cool
I just heard that story not too long ago. What was that? I don't remember. That was crazy. That was a crazy story. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm trying to remember all the nuts and bolts of that. But, yeah, that was something insane.
I want to say that – I want to say he told you that at the golf tournament.
Yeah, he did.
That we played a couple years ago.
I hadn't seen Mike Smith in so long, and he was like, yeah, I remember calling your mom or something like that and telling her that you were okay. That was I forgot all about that.
Did you not know that ahead of time?
No. He found out at the
sure my mom would have known exactly in that moment who was talking to her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
She's probably like, baby.
She's probably like, I don't care what your name is. What happened?
Yeah. You know? No, exactly.
So I do remember hearing that story now. It's funny. It Bo's got that memory, man. I had forgotten all about that until just a minute ago.
And he acts like I'm mean, don't care.
Well, we do have a lot to dig into with the game itself, which we will do throughout the show. But coming up, the Falcons did sign a couple new guys over the weekend. We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from Flowery Branch at Atlanta Falcons training camp, also available on the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.